Bless you, morning ride.
Healing to the wound and deliverance. The freedom that you need is pouring over us, and I can feel the fire burning in my soul. The presence of the Lord is here to make us whole. The glory of the Lord.
There are miracles.
There are miracles.
Just like the days of old.
Just like the days of old.
It's supernatural.
It's supernatural. And I can feel the wind rushing in the room like the day of Pentecost. We can see you move. There's nothing that's too hard or impossible with him. No matter what it is, he'll heal you from within. Oh, miracles and wonders, resurrection power, every sickness and disease, it's about to leave.
This is, this is.
This holy.
Come on.
Lift it up, that this is.
Come on.
This holy ground.
We
are holy ground.
Lift up your voice in this room. Come on. Celebrate the moment. Keep it short, next verse.
So now I prophesy.
Come on.
Yeah, the devil's day is over. The power of the Lord is moving through the earth. So the night is over and your pain is over. So receive his blessing. It's a new beginning.
Next part.
His mercy still endures for 1,000 generations. Everyone rejoicing, yeah. It's a celebration.
This is. Come on, lift your voices. Come on, sustain this, somebody. Come on. It's a moment. Got it.
Say when you came, you changed my life. No, I'll never be the same.
If you believe in yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You took the tears.
You took the tears.
And
you
the pain. Took the pain.
And now
and I know. And now I know. When you came,
when you came, you changed my life.
Now I'll never be the same. No, I'll never be the same. If you believe that, I'm gonna be a response behind it. You took the tears.
You took the tears. You took the pain.
And now I know.
Now I know this is holy ground.
Believe it, shout,
if you know what this is,
come on, lift your voices.
This is
holy. Declare with your shout.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is it. This is.
We are standing.
We are standing.
We're about to go to the games. Everyone standing.
Holy.
Every hand lifted. Every eye up. Yo dan de andos.
We are standing. We are standing in your presence on holy days.
standing. Last time. And we know the angels all around. All over the room, do it. Let us praise. Let us praise.
Jesus now.
Jesus now. Oh, let us praise. Let us praise. Let us praise. Jesus now.
Jesus now.
Let's praise. Jesus now.
Jesus now.
Turn around. Yeah. Let us pray. Keep turning. Jesus now.
Jesus.
Somebody do it in this room. Somebody do it in this room. Jesus now.
I'm just looking for the people that's not tired of praising.
Let us praise your name, oh God. Ah.
Come on.
Let us praise. Let us praise, we're strong. Jesus.
Standing in his presence right now, if you believe it, lift those hands.
Lift your voices. This is holy. It's holy. Last time. This is. This is it.
We are standing.
Amen, 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 amen. This is Holy Ground. You know where it is. It's a blessed morning, right? I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I know I've been off for the whole week. I actually intended to let this week pass, but, you know, I felt in my spirit to go ahead and do this morning right today. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in and for sharing up the link. You know, share the link with everybody who's listening right now. Everybody who needs to listen to your friends, your enemies, your frenemies. So before I begin, I want to say, mighty God, we thank you for another day of life, health, and strength. We thank you for another time of redemption. We thank you for your grace and mercy towards us. And I pray that this blessed morning round will be nothing but a blessing to each and everybody who listens, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, with that being said, today is Friday morning, April 5th, 2024. In a beautiful Friday morning, I want to say welcome to another episode of the Blessed Morning Ride. So at about now, as we speak, we are still thinking of how we're going to change the morning ride because of the schedule that we currently have at the moment. So with that being said, We will still go do this one this morning because, of course, I was led by the Spirit to go ahead and do this morning ride today. So we just heard Holy Ground right about now. We're going to hear another song from Jonathan Ferguson and Revival Culture Church, Standing in Awe of You. Of course, that came on the album, which is called Moments of Supernatural Encounters. And definitely those albums, all this music is on our platform. So I urge each and every one of you to go ahead and, you know, give this album a purchase, what a listen, stream, whatever it is worth the purchase. Of course, there is the raw presence of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, on every song that is being put out. And it was recorded in a room that was built in the Spirit, you know what I mean? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to run a new song for you, Standing in Awe of You. And we're definitely going to play a few more tracks for a few more artists as the Spirit leads. And then right after that, we're going to get into the message that was laid on my heart today. All right, let's go.
Forever I stand in awe.
Let's sing the first verse. Here we go.
Jesus, light of all the world,
merge with the sun.
And the love of God revealed
with sweet worship under the lyrics that he's singing.
For all sin, you died upon the cross. We're cleansed by your atoning blood.
And I worship.
And I worship to your name, singing praises to your name. Oh, giving honor, we bow down. We're in awe, Lord, we're amazed.
I
stand in awe of you. By all you do, your presence captivates our hearts, standing in awe of you. Oh, standing in awe of you.
Second verse, let's sing it.
I'm crucified with you, and my life is not my own. Oh no, God, your Spirit lives within my heart, because you rose up from the dead.
And I worship.
And I worship to your name.
Lift those hands and the voices.
Singing praises to your name. Oh, giving honor, we bow down. We're in awe, Lord. We're amazed. I stand in awe of you. Oh God, oh God. Your presence captivates our hearts, standing in awe of you. Standing in awe
of you, of you, of you. The people praise. The people worship.
Come on, lift your voices.
Heaven, say heaven.
Heaven cries, holy, oh, holy, oh Lord. Lamb of God, you are worthy. Adoration and glory.
Come on, heaven.
Heaven, heaven, Christ, holy, oh, holy, oh Lord. Lamb of God, you are worthy, oh, worthy of grace. Adoration and glory and honor we worship forever.
Upon to worship.
One more time. Lift your voices all over this room.
Where's Alicia? Run up here.
Lift your voices one more time.
Sing it.
Standing in awe of you.
Amazed, Jesus.
I'm amazed by all you do.
Your presence, your presence.
Your presence, yeah. Captivates my heart.
Standing.
I'm standing in awe of you.
Sing it again. Come on, lift your voices one more time. Yeah. Raise your worship loud.
Yeah. Your presence captivates
my heart. I'm standing.
Standing in awe.
Mom.
voice in worship. I lift my voice in worship. My voice in worship.
Hands were high.
Lamb of God, you are worthy, you're worthy of praise, adoration and glory and honor. We worship forever, standing on.
Go ahead.
Forever standing on.
Like that.
Heaven's cry, holy, holy, you're
singing for me.
Positive 5 online radio.
Yeah, man, this is Fire Gaze, and I just want to big up music, man, and the whole thing, you know? The early morning ride show, you don't know?
Changes things, and everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things. Brian changes things, and everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things.
You've prayed and you've prayed. You did stay. You've cried and you've cried. Sometimes you question, Lord, why? Look to the hills whence come your help. The Lord will hear and answer. In a matter of time, He will come through for you.
Brian changes things, and everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things. Brian changes things, and everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things.
Lord, I'm praying and I'm waiting. Yes, I know my change will come. I know my weeping and my mourning soon turn to rejoicing. For joy cometh in the morning, and I see the sun rising. I won't worry, I'll keep praying, for I know prayer changes things.
Prayer changes things, and everything else fails. Prayer changes things, yes I know. Prayer changes things. Brian changes things, and everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things. I'm a witness, I can testify.
I can.
Brian changes things,
changes things.
I'm a witness, I can testify. Brian changes things.
Yes I know, yes I know.
I'm a witness, if you believe it. Brian changes things.
I'm a witness, I can testify. Brian
changes things.
Come on now.
Brian changes things, and everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things. Brian changes things, everything else fails. Brian changes things, yes I know. Brian changes things.
Paper Fall Brothers.
It ain't about the money, it ain't about the fame. Life about choices that you make for the king. Christian.
Yeah, I died off in the streets when my mind was lost. I can't count it on my hand the number of women I've been with. When I accepted Christ, my repentance erased.
It ain't about the money, it ain't about the fame. Life about choices that you make for the king. You can be rich, but you can be poor. God wants your heart, mind, body, and soul. But it wasn't the white man that got you there in prison. We quick to point the blame, but not responsibility. We killing a man, abortion, and quick to play the victim. I wish the men would rise up and take position back. Real men raising men to make statistics crack. Don't nobody wanna work, but wanna rob and steal. Cause I think that street life is that real life until they end up killed. Cause I ain't nothing out there but them court dates and them body bags. Give it life to Christ, live a life of Christ, and give you something you ain't never had.
Amen, amen. And that was God Save Me by Your Neck in the Root of Wild, but from You Not Ministry. You said big up yourself, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, we just heard it from Highly Favored, you know, prayer changes things. So, let me say, first of all, let me say happy belated birthday to my brethren, you know, Trey, formerly known as Dreamer, all the way from Antigua. I'm saying big up yourself, you know what I mean? Hope you enjoyed your day, you know, and grateful to the Most High that you live to see another year, and other people don't get to do that. So, I'm grateful for you, man, and pray you and your family really enjoy the best of your day as well. And of course, the Most High is with you as well. So we just right about now, we're gonna continue playing some more music, and definitely we also heard it from other artists. Highly Favored, Prejudice thing. Yes, I did mention that. So I'm going to play about two more songs, and after that, I'm going to dive into the message that I have for you guys today. And definitely, I pray that the message that I'm about to bring will be, once again, a blessing to each and everybody who listens. And we will actually gain something from it, because definitely, you know, the word is sharper than a two-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes things happen in life to give us a wake-up call. But I'm going to get to that. All right? Let's go. Let me play about two more songs, and after that, I'm going to run into the message.
Well, listen to that one now. That one is all about the scripture reading. That's what I'm going to say. That one is all about the prayer all day. And keeping the evil away.
Well, I said read your Bible and pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible and pray every day. You will grow, grow, grow. You will grow, grow, grow. You will grow, grow, grow. I said read your Bible and pray every day. You will grow, grow, grow.
Well, I may say always remember what a night or day. Nobody go let the sun go rise, set and go away. Without a visit, need city and get the flesh slay. So that the spirit can you want the Lord have to say. Come on time you the flesh and you want have it one way. And the commandments of God will lead now, want to obey. And if you follow it up with lead but the soul astray. That's when Christ return, you lose out on your pay. That's why you want to read up the scripture and pray. And get the proper guidance from the Almighty. To counteract the plans of the adversary. Who set up chopping all the way for child away. So
read your Bible and pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible.
Savior is not carnal. I want you to know it is spiritual. So gear up thyself with spiritual arsenal. And a prayer is one way of getting brutal. So then go ring on the prayer bell them and send the signal. That's when principalities and their arrival surround to seduce with them devil ritual. Them off the ease of all when they not spot it visual. So
read your Bible and pray.
Put one single foot on the road. So come with reverence him and tell him it's what we all about. So he can be with us east, west, north and south. Cause the prayer of a righteous man, yes, I feel much. And the prayer of a sinful man will bring forth his touch. And the prayer of the sick will bring the healing of such. And to the backslider, and all that's turning a clutch. So
read your Bible and pray every day. Pray every day.
Fire gazing on. Yes. I'm still out here in 808. We over here. Third Rail Sound Lab. Waikiki. You don't know. You know. Yeah, man. Hey. He that is in me is greater than thee. Harder and tougher than any army.
Yeah.
He that is in me is greater than thee.
Yeah.
I saw me a couple of this panel like tsunami.
Yeah.
He that is in me is greater than thee. Harder
yeah.
and tougher than any army.
Yeah.
He that is in me is greater than thee.
Yeah.
I saw me a couple of this panel like tsunami.
Yeah.
This tippy little Satan. Step out your lane and it walk on. Cause this cat from Nassau, me a the showstopper. And I don't really care what you have to offer. We represent in Christ and me have to do it proper. With the sweet and savory could be deadly like a whip. Cause I got to keep the presence of Christ on my lips. He that is in me is greater than thee.
Harder
and tougher than any army.
Yeah.
He that is in me is greater than thee.
Yeah.
I saw me a bump with this panel like tsunami.
Yeah.
He that is in me is greater than thee.
Harder
yeah. and tougher than any army.
Yeah.
He that is in me is greater than thee.
Yeah.
I saw me a bump with this panel like tsunami.
Yeah.
I do your span by yard to the devil and them cool.
Bye.
In Jesus' name, the letter God I get boo. There's no other name that we can cling to.
None
of the to the old and ship in the new.
Not
the body of Christ saying it over. What is corrupt?
We go
in Jesus' name, we come to Satan, what's up?
You know.
And I thank you for family.
My
and I thank you for keeping me. And
yeah,
everybody down here, yes,
please.
Let's take a moment of silence. Let's bow our heads,
yeah.
Close our eyes,
close.
Clap our hands, bless up the Most High. Let's bow our heads,
reverence.
Close our eyes,
reverence.
Clap our hands, bless up the Most High.
Bless
who that listen, me is greater than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I stand tougher than any army. Who that listen, me is greater than me.
Yeah.
I saw me come up with this
one
like tsunami.
Who
that listen, me is greater than me.
All right, all right, all right. And that was Pray Every Day by Jimmy Fagan and Greater Than Thee by the man Fire Gates. So, you know, I'm just going to give a quick message. I'm just going to come straight to the point and I'm not going to take long because, you know, I know it's not for us to take long on this one. However, the message that I really want to bring, and that's just a wake up message. Is it our will or is it God's will? And the reason why we say that, because something happened to me yesterday morning. And the previous night, my wife and I were sitting down studying from the book of Jonah. You know, I was helping my wife to study for a meeting that she had yesterday evening. So, in studying that, we started to look at the different transitions, you know, as to, based on the question that they decided to give us in the study of the book of Jonah, right? And for those who know the book of Jonah, right, I'm just going to read, let's give you a synopsis about that. Let me read chapter 1, right? Let me see, Jonah chapter 1, and I'm going to start from verse 1. So, one day the Lord spoke to Jonah, son of Amittai. He said, "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and speak out against it. I am aware of how wicked its people are." Jonah, however, set out in the opposite direction in order to get away from the Lord. He went to Joppa, where he found a ship to go to Spain. He paid his fare and went aboard with the crew to sail to Spain, where he would be away from the Lord. But the Lord sent a strong wind on the sea, and the storm was so violent that the ship was in danger of breaking up. The sailors were terrified and cried out for help, each one to his own God. Here's the part, each one to his own God. Which means they were not even serving the same God to begin with. Then in order to lessen the danger, they threw the cargo overboard. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone below and was lying in the ship hold, sound asleep. The captain found him there and said to him, "What are you doing asleep? Get up and pray to your God for help." Because each of them were praying to their God, right? So now they're telling Jonah to pray to his God for help because they're in problems. "Maybe he will feel sorry for us and spare our lives." The sailors said to each other, "Let's draw lots and find out who is to blame for getting us into this danger." They did so, and Jonah's name was drawn. So they said to him, "Now then, tell us, who is to blame for this? What are you doing here? What country do you come from? What is your nationality?" So Jonah told them, "Yes, I'm a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the land and sea." Jonah went on to tell them that he was running away from the Lord. The sailors were terrified and said to him, "That's an awful thing to do." So even those who don't even believe in Yahweh telling him what he did, why he's doing is wrong. Told him what he did was an awful thing to do. So the storm was getting worse all the time. So the sailors asked him, "What should we do to you to stop the storm?" Jonah answered, "Throw me into the sea and it will calm down. I know it is my fault that you are caught in this violent storm." Instead, the sailors tried to get the ship to shore, rowing with all their might, but the storm was becoming worse and worse, and they got nowhere. So they cried to the Lord, "Oh Lord, we pray, don't punish us with death for taking this man's life. You, O Lord, are responsible for all of this. It is your doing." Then they picked Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and it calmed down at once. This made the sailors so afraid of the Lord that they offered a sacrifice and promised to serve him. At the Lord's command, a large fish swallowed Jonah, and he was inside the fish for 3 days and three nights. So let me jump into chapter 2. From deep inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, "In my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me from deep in the world of the dead. I cried for help, and you heard me. You threw me down to the depths, to the very bottom of the sea, where the waters were all around me, and all your mighty waves rolled over me. I thought I had been banished from your presence and would never see your holy temple again. The water came over me and choked me. The sea covered me completely, and seaweed wrapped around my head. I went down to the very root of the mountain, into the land whose gates locked shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive when I felt my life was slipping away. Then, O Lord, I pray to you in your holy temple, you hear me. Those who worship idols have abandoned their loyalty to you. But I will sing praises to you. I will offer you a sacrifice and do what I have promised. Salvation comes from the Lord. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah on the beach, and he did. So I'm not going to say too much, right? But as you see with chapter 1 and chapter 2, basically Jonah was disobedient, because when God gives you a task, it doesn't matter what the situation is. A lot of time we look at the difficulty with the situation and we try to deviate from it. For example, Jonah was given a task to go to Nineveh, and of course God is aware of how wicked the people are. And let me tell you this, God already knew that Jonah was going to be disobedient to begin with. God already knew that. And because God already knew that he was going to be disobedient, God put him in a position where he was going to deviate. God allowed that to happen because Jonah was very on defense of even wanting to go to Nineveh. So, and especially look at it, the fact that he went on defense, he went somewhere else, pay a boat fare to get him away from where God was talking to him, so he wouldn't hear anything about going to Nineveh. And he was sound asleep while the storm was raging, because as far as he's concerned, look, the captain them rowing the boat, I pay my money. Since I pay my money, I'm going to sleep. Whatever happens is on you. And how are you going to be sleeping during a storm? They wonder what's going on here. And they drew that because they prayed to false gods, while Jonah prayed to Yahweh. And as a result of that, they said to, you know, draw lots on this. And of course, people who draw lots, that's a game that they do to, so they can find out what they need to find out. You know what I mean? I don't know much of the lot game like that, right? But that's an example. People drew lots. Just like how the Roman soldiers, they drew lots on what's not, so they can point out what needs to be pointed out at a given time, right? So in this case, they threw the lot down and they found Jonah's name on it. So they want to ask him, okay, what's going on here? What are you doing? Where you come from? And then he had to answer them and tell them the truth. He was trying to, he's a Hebrew Israelite who worshiped Yahweh, but he was running away from God because he didn't want to go to Nineveh. And even those captains who worship the false God say that's an awful thing to do. Like, wherever God they worship, they expect it to honor it. That's the fact. And if you notice too, right, after he was, they had to throw him overboard because Jonah is aware that the God in heaven allowed these things to happen because of his disobedience. That the beauty about it, that caused those pirates who worship other gods to come to Yahweh, because sometimes God allows things to happen for his will to be accomplished. At the same time, when you want to do what you want to do, sometimes God will brings destruction and all kind of trouble on your life to give you a wake-up call. He allowed things to have to give you a wake-up call. And if you note in chapter 3, once again, the Lord spoke to Jonah. He said, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim to the people the message I have given you. So Jonah obeyed the Lord and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to walk through it. Jonah started through the city after walking a whole day, proclaiming 40 days it would be destroyed. The people of Nineveh believed God's message, and they decided that everyone should fast, and all the people from the greatest to the least put a sackcloth to show that they had repented. And the king of Nineveh heard about it. He got up from his throne, took off his robe, put his sackcloth, and sat down in ashes. He sent proclamation of the people of Nineveh that this is an order, the king and his official. No one is to eat anything. All persons, cattle, sheep, forbidden or drink. All persons and animals must wear sackcloth. Everyone must pray earnestly to God and must give up their wicked behavior and their evil intentions. Perhaps God will change his mind. Perhaps God will stop being angry and we will not die. God saw what they did. He saw that they had not given up, that they had given up the wicked behavior. So he changed the mind, did not punish them as he said he would. But so look at it right now. If you look at it now, right? I'm going to stop right there. A lot of things have changed. Because what? Jonah did what he's supposed to do in chapter 2. He repented, he prayed to the Lord, and God spit him up because what? That hard situation that he went through humbled him. And because that humbled him, God spit him up. And you know, God will know your heart posture, you know. Because a lot of time we pray to God, but we really don't mean what we say. And God knows it, but God knows Jonah's heart posture. And God knows his heart posture. God knows everybody's heart posture. So with that being said, I'm just going to stop right there. Because that's really what I want to get to. It's not really all about what we want. Sometimes we either get on edge when things begin to look messed up and be like, man, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this here? And sometimes we do it and then we look back and be like, wait. Because the outcome sometimes look fishy. But if God gave it a task and we really try to deviate, things going to get from bad to worse. So we rather just, you know, be obedient to the Father and thus do whatever we are told to do. And that's the message I want to leave with each and everybody today. And I pray that everybody was blessed by this message. I'm going to play one more song and I'll be out of the studio. I want to thank y'all for tuning in and for listening. Keep the feet, keep looking up. God bless.
Last one, we'll go home.
My heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Sing the verse. Watch.
Surrender all, I give my all. Take everything, take all of me. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my. Cries out, you hear my prayer, you answer me. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. No height or depth can separate love you give, it will sustain, oh, not till forever, to wage, all else will fade, you still remain, you're my desire, it's you I see. In all creation, you're all I see. In the universe, you work of art. Oh God, I looked in your hands and I saw my heart. Oh Jesus,
my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Next time.
My heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
One more verse.
I surrender all. I give my all, take everything, take all of me, yeah. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Oh. Jesus, my heart is yours.
One more line.
Oh, you're on my knees, my heart cries out. You hear my prayer, you answer me. Jesus,
my heart is yours.
Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus,
Jesus, my heart is yours.
Come on, one more time, last time.
No height or depth can separate the love you give. It will sustain, oh God, now till forever. From age to age, all else will fade. You still remain, and you're my desire. It's you I seek, oh, 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 in all creation. You're all I see, you're all I see in your universe. Oh, you work of art, oh God. Looked in your hands, and yeah, I saw my heart. Oh, Jesus, my
those hands
here in your presence. Now we stand, and all we need, it's in your hands. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours.
Oh, the presence is amazing. That was a good grace on that. It's powerful. Who's asleep? You look wide awake. You look, you're good? You checked out? You're good? Okay. I don't want to wear you out. I feel a little bit more worship. Just tap me on my shoulder.
Jesus, my heart.
Jesus. My heart is yours. Jesus, my heart is yours. My heart is yours. My heart is yours.